This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, PSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Welcome back. It is the Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Gill, you guys with us. 215-592-9494. Coming up next hour, we will get to a breakdown of the Eagles' Super Bowl ring, which does include the wings. We'll get to my favorite parts of the ring, Hugh's take on them as well, and we'll play for you what Cam Newton did say about Jalen Hurts, because he was referencing it, and he is now the first one I've seen to have him outside his top 10 quarterbacks. We'll get to that, you people, as well. I think you people missed you last week, Hugh. They didn't have
that much vitriol for other folks.
Felt like their punching bag was gone.
What'd they say about Rube when he was on the show?
I think they were kind of nice to Rube.
They were?
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, they yelled at me, you know, most days, and Elliot and all that. But I think mostly, well, they were mad at Kyle and I they were mad at me for not having Hurts in my top five, you know, the quarter century stuff. You know, Hurts stuff, just people yell about. But for the most part, I think they missed commenting on you.
Or what I have on something
yes,
like that.
Yes, exactly
they
right.
Me. They miss me. Okay, that's cool.
So they miss you.
They're going to light it up. They're going to probably light me
up
today.
Well, they're probably ripping you, no question. Yeah. All right, we'll get to you people later in the show. And in this segment, what Bryce Harper had to say. And Lewis is going to throw a potential trade target at us coming up at 12:30 for Let's Make a Deal and finish this Phillies team off to get him to the playoffs, which I don't believe is a lock. Let's get to the playoffs first, and then we'll try to go win a World Series. Where do you come down? Are the Phillies a lock to make the playoffs? And, of course, your reaction to how the top five went down on Friday. Will in the Northeast. Will, what's up, buddy?
Oh, dream team. How y'all doing today, baby?
What's going on, man?
Welcome back, Hugh.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Listen, man. Listen, I'm already locked in, you know, but I need the team to be locked in. And I need Bryce to get the team locked in, man. It ain't no, we're going to make the playoffs and none of that. This is the year to win the World Series. And, you know, I was looking at, you know, when they was, you know, getting tagged out,
Saturday? That was some of the worst base running I've ever seen in my life.
Because, like, I mean, come on. The base running coaches, come on, man. Y'all got to be locked in. Y'all got to tell them dudes to run, man. Like, I don't think everybody is fully locked in. But this is the season to be locked in, man. And, you know, I'm glad Bryce is back. I'm glad he's starting to hit and everything. But, listen, Bryce, you the leader of the team, bro. You know what I'm saying? Whether you want the title or not, you are the leader. And I need you to rally these guys up because Rob is not going to do it. We need somebody to get the spark so these players can know, like, listen, we can win this. And we got the team to do it. But I don't think they, like, really believe they could do it. I don't know if they playing for, you know, next season or whatever. But for real, right now, everybody needs to be locked in on winning the World Series. And I really don't see it right now, but like I say, I'm locked in, and I believe, you know, as the season go on, we're going to heat up, and everybody going to, you know, come together and we're going to get it done, man.
So you think the Phillies are a lock even though they're not locked in? Am I hearing that right?
Absolutely.
I don't know how those two things work together. They're either locked in or they're not.
We are locked, man, because I'm not going back on what I believe, man. Like I said,
okay,
this is like how the Eagles was running, right? You dig what I'm saying? Like, it started rough, but, you know, once they really got into it.
I know, but hold on. But, Will, I used to like that comparison. I hope you were right. We are more than halfway through the season. It's almost August here. You know, the Eagles thing started to shift in, like, week 5, week 6. When is this thing going to take off?
I mean, you know, like I said, man, as Bryce, as the leader of the team, you got to step up, and you got to rally the team in, man. We got to get them locked in. Mm. I really believe we're going to feed off of him, man, because he is our leader. And guess what?
What do you got?
Like I said, we are destined to win this, man. And ain't no ifs, ands, or buts about it, man. I feel it. I know it. And it's going to happen.
Well, I love it, Will. I hope you're right. Will, we appreciate the phone call. Let's go to Chuck in Mount Airy.
Chuck.
He wants to react to the top 5 Philly athletes from last week. What's up, Chuck?
Yo, Gillio, what's the dealio here?
Oh, what's up? Hey, Chuck. I got to tell you this real quick story. I was in the Poconos, right? So I had on the Do It For Chuck and Mount Airy shirt.
Oh, yeah?
And Buddy just kept looking at me, right? And I'm like, dog, is it something you want to say? Like, some dude was just looking at me. He's like, no. He said, where'd you get that shirt? It was a Philly thing. I was like, yeah, I'm a Phillies fan, yeah. He's like, oh, no, he said WIP. He was like, oh, you listen to the station WIP? I was like, yeah, I listen to it sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. But from 10 to 2, I hear it.
Because when he saw the shirt, he said something.
That's
about
awesome.
It. So, yeah.
Hey, you know what? I say, yeah, I appreciate you wearing that shirt, man. I got to bring them shirts back out, man. You know, that was a high item at one point, you know what I mean? But
Dad.
Listen, I appreciate you wearing that shirt, seriously, man. And try not to pound those wines too much, man. You know, they say that's the worst hangover, like off of wine, you know what I mean? Any off any liquor, they say wine is the worst hangover. So
it's the sulfites. Certain wines have more sulfites.
I didn't get that. I guess it was, you know, all the other stuff I was partaking in too.
So not every winery uses the sulfites. Maybe you're at one that does it, but if you have one that does that, Chuck.
Okay.
You feel like hazy the next morning. You're like, you can't wake up.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, be careful with that, man. But I'm glad you enjoyed your vacation. I was pitting in hot water heaters while you was on vacation.
I ain't mad at you. That's a necessary evil, dog.
That's
gotta
right.
Gotta have them water heaters. Gotta have that hot water.
Hey, listen, though. Sometimes I called in because that list I disagree with. You know, I called in because I'm sitting here thinking to myself, sometimes I'm ashamed sometimes I'm from this city. This city it got some morons in the city, man. You know, how do you put Jason Kelce ahead of Lane Johnson? Just because the guy, you know, he gives a speech at a Super Bowl parade, he yells, screams, and curses, and has, you know, a beard and drinks beer and has his shirt off and wears New Balance and eat liverwurst. You love him, you know what I mean? Hey, look, guy. Look, Lane Johnson goes about his business, keeps his head down, and they don't think he's a better player than Jason Kelce. Jason Kelce is a good player, don't get me wrong. But Lane Johnson played in the NFC Championship game against the 49ers with a torn abductor. And Nick Bosa didn't even sniff the quarterback in that game. So, you know, and Nick Bosa led the league in sacks that year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, you know, how do you not consider that? This guy went a whole year without giving up a sack. He goes up against some of the best edge rushers each and every week. When he does not play, look at their record. Look at the Eagles' record. I tell you, I challenge anybody out there to really reconsider that, because Jason Kelce is not a better player than Lane Johnson. And that's just – and when it's all said and done and both careers are over, his career is over already. But when Lane Johnson's career is over and he looked back at their career, you're going to say to yourself, you made a huge mistake, Philadelphia, about pitting Jason Kelce ahead of Lane Johnson. And another thing is this, right? I don't see why, you know, and AI was my number one, and Dawkins my number two. Sorry, Hugh, I love Dawk, but he's behind AI to me. But that as far as like the wide receivers in the city,
mm-hmm.
they don't get enough consideration. Like AJ Brown, when it's all said and done, he's going to have a lot of the records here in Philadelphia, and he's already broke a few team records.
He could have them all. I mean, Chuck, if he stays here until his 30s, and you know he signs another contract, he could have all the records for receivers here.
Yeah, but why is he never considered for stuff like this? I mean, we just brush over him. I mean, he has his numbers. Look at his numbers. Sounds anybody go out there and look at his numbers, man. He has some pretty decent numbers. You know, been here, what, 3 years now? You know, he's been three, four years now he's been here?
22, 23, 24, yeah, 3 years.
3 years. I think he should be, if Jalen could be considered to be a top 25, I mean, top five athlete, you know, over the quarter century, I believe that A.J. Brown should be considered too. I would have him on that list. I mean, I'm sorry. I mean, over Utley. That's just me personally.
You know, my first thought, and Chuck, we appreciate it, my first thought, Hugh, was A.J. hasn't been here long enough. But he does make a fair point. I mean, Jalen's rookie year, he barely played, right? He played four games. It was at the end. They were a bad team. So really, Jalen Hurts made the final list on 4 years of starting play, right? Mm-hmm. And you mentioned some of his resume earlier. My first thought was AJ hasn't been here long enough, but it's really just 1 year difference. It's Jalen had 21 in that year. AJ wasn't here, but AJ got here in 22, 23, 24. I still feel like 3 years isn't enough to make one of these lists, but Jalen's only played one extra year.
Yeah, but he's a quarterback.
I know, but when he framed it that way, I was like, you're right, it's not that different.
But he was a quarterback, and if I'm not mistaken, didn't Jalen make it to the playoffs in his first season?
They did. I mean, they were a fringe playoff team, but yeah.
Yeah, but he made it.
Yeah,
you know,
they were nine
wins. When you talk about the quarterback, because the quarterback is the most important position on the field. And when you see, because I look at it like this, Joe. There are other quarterbacks that have better skill sets than Jalen, but they are not as accomplished as Jalen. For whatever reason, we can see, you know, this is one of those conversations that it's going to be forever going. It is what it is. But when you talk about the guys that are probably in front of him, the Josh Allens, the Joe Burrows,
Lamar.
The Mars and all, Jalen. Strictly resume, not talking about skill set. Resume is hell of a impressive resume for five seasons in the NFL. Has not been his first five seasons been in the playoffs. Been in the playoffs. Regardless of how you want to slice that piece of pie. You can say this, that, or the third. And if you want to take it to another level, went to the playoffs before AJ got here.
Yes, 21. They made
you know
the playoffs.
What I mean? Yep. Was in the playoffs.
Now, AJ was in the playoffs with those Titans teams.
No,
so
but what I'm saying is, for the people that talk about Jalen's skill set or what he is, he went to the playoffs without
sure.
AJ.
But they did go to a different level when they added AJ.
Yeah, they did. No, yeah. I'm not disputing that.
They went from good to great when they got AJ.
He was the quarterback that, for whatever reason, however you want to talk about Jalen, who has had the Eagles since he's been at the helm in the playoffs every year.
Just to go quickly to what Chuck said about AJ and where his career's going.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
So it's interesting because Devontae Smith's also had a great start to his career. If they both stay here, they're both going to pass Harold Carmichael. I mean, I don't even think it's a question. So A.J. Brown has 4,031 career yards as an Eagle. Devontae Smith has 4,011 career yards as an Eagle. Harold Carmichael has 8,978. I mean, I'd be surprised if A.J. and Devontae don't each get 5,000 more yards as an Eagle in an Eagles uniform. Now, maybe A.J., because he's a little older, will he be here 5 years from now? I don't know. I mean, I would think Devontae will be, and the two of them could be 1-2 in yardage total history of the franchise when they're done. All right, before we go back to the phones, let's hear from Bryce Harper because he said a couple things this weekend that were interesting. First, on Kyle Schwarber, as Schwarber has a big weekend again, Grand Slam that they wouldn't have won the game with on Saturday without that. Here is Harper, maybe the biggest endorsement of Schwarber and his future here in Philadelphia and the strongest. Harper on Schwarber after the game Saturday.
Schwarber meant to this clubhouse over the last 4 years. It would be hard to imagine him just not being here over the next few years.
Yeah, I mean, I think management knows that. I think Domo knows that as well. You know, they're going to make the best decision for our team, and he's in those plans. You know, obviously, he should be. You know, he's been great for us. He's our leader. He's the guy that talks on the bus and, you know, everything else, right? He's one of the best teammates I've ever had, ever been around. You know, keeps it relaxed every day, and he understands what it's, you know, like to be a big league or a big leaguer, and he comes up in those moments and those opportunities, and he comes through every single time. So, like I said, he's one of my, you know, one of the best teammates I've ever been around, and one of the better guys I've ever played with. So, I can't see him in, you know, any other uniform, and, you know, I think he deserves to be here.
Hugh, I thought that was by far the strongest endorsement he's given Schwarber. I mean, he did that for real. Muto back in the day, we know he said before Trey Turner signed here, he's one of his favorite players in baseball. I mean, him saying at the end he can't imagine him in a different uniform, that's the biggest one so far. We know how much pull Harper has around here. That one felt like him all but saying, hey, we got to re-sign this guy.
Yeah. I mean, and I think it's important that your teammates tell everyone that needs to hear it that how valuable a person is. And I've been on that train, the Schwarber train, for a while now. You know, it's just that sometimes it just hits a little different when guys of his caliber
say. Of course.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, does this hit any different? Because we're all watching the same Bryson Stott, right? The guy that really has not hit for like 3 months now. It's amazing how far Stott has fallen. And at one point I had a lot of promise for Bryson Stott. He's just not living up to hit his end of the bargain, though. It's so obvious that they need him to be better, or they need an upgrade at second base pretty quickly here. But Bryson Stott, he has his guy Bryce Harper sticking up for him. Here's Harper after the game tonight on Stott.
Stott's gone through some struggles recently. What do you think he needs to do to kind of turn the corner and be a big part for you guys in the second half?
Just be Bryson. You know, obviously he's a great player. He's a great talent. Just got to be himself, just like everybody else in here. Just got to be ourselves and, you know, rely on all of our talents and trust in our ability to go out there and play this game. You know, he's here for a reason, understanding, you know, he's one of the best second basemen in the game. And obviously it's been tough for him in the batter's box right now, you know, as of late. And he's got to keep going and believe in himself.
All right, look, I know he's trying to lift him up a little bit and not pile on.
You ain't trying to hear it.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I heard him say he's one of the best second basemen in the game.
I mean, I heard it too. But okay, Joe, what are you supposed to say? What are you supposed to say?
I don't...
Hey, he
one
sucks.
One of the best second basemen in the game.
He's having a bad year, all but right. We know he can do better.
I'm looking at the list here. There's 158 hitters that have enough at bats to qualify for the leaderboard. He's 147 out of 158 in OPS.
But see, that's not the point, Joe.
That is the point.
You that is not the point.
He's been dreadful.
It's his teammate, and he's trying to give him words of encouragement. See that? See,
why you gotta lie to me, though, and tell me he's one of the best second basemen in baseball?
See,
I can't hit.
You know, sometimes when you lie, you got to understand what is the purpose of the lie. Just like when I was talking about the at the cold place, saying, "Hey, she was cold," and you got to say it with straight.
Yeah.
Joe, you got to say it with a straight face. Hey, babe, I was not fooling around with that woman. She was cold, and I was warming her arms up.
Yeah, that sounds like Bryce telling me Stott's one of the best second basemen in baseball. It's a lie. I mean, no one's buying this anymore.
Then you get punched in the face.
Yeah.
And then you just move on from there. And I'm like, why are you being so emotional? Then that's when you start to deflect and put it on her. Be like, why are you being so emotional? It was nothing. Same thing.
Yeah, it's not nothing. This is 2 years of Stott not hitting. All right, here's how you know things are getting to a tipping point with Stott. The manager's being asked. When the manager starts getting asked, and listen to this back and forth, because at the end, he's asked, would they consider sending him to the minor leagues? Here is Topper answering questions about Stott.
Bryce, I know we've talked about it a lot, but last night you did pinch hit for him, which you haven't done a ton. Does it get to a point where you maybe start coming back in his playing time, or Sosa gets a longer look, or how do you balance all that?
Again, we'll see. You know, I have a lot of trust in Stott. I think he's a good hitter. He's going to come out of this. He's working hard at it, but we'll just have to see.
Does it become a consideration at some point to maybe option him and try and get things right?
We haven't talked about that.
Did you like sit down with him and tell him like this is a possibility that we might do like pinch hit against lefties?
Nope.
What do you see? He's working hard at it. Are there any adjustments he's working on?
Yeah, I believe there are.
What are they?
Well, I can't talk about that. I mean, that helps other teams' game plan.
All right, there's a lot to unpack there. First, he pretty quickly shot down the idea of them sending him to the minor leagues.
Yeah, that's not a conversation that needs to be entertained. He shut that down quick.
He did. He also was asked, is he working on things? And he said, I believe so. What are those things he's working on?
None of your business.
I'm not telling you guys. They have an issue here, Hugh. I mean, we knew they have an issue in the outfield. But second base has become a black hole offensively. They batted him ninth. I mean, remember in the beginning of the year, he was hitting first.
Mm-hmm.
We've gone from first to fifth to sixth to seventh. There's only one other place after ninth. You're not playing anymore. They have a Bryce Stott issue, and I don't know what they do about it because you feel like they're going to put their resources into the outfield, into the bullpen. I just need him to be decent because he is a good defender. Like, I'm just asking for him to be okay offensively, but we're reaching a point where it's hard for them to ignore.
And you have to work with them, man. If there's one thing that I do know about this Philly squad, this Philly's organization, is that they allow guys – to work through whatever it is they're going through.
Patient.
And they're super patient. Way more patient than we are.
I'd bench him yesterday. Enough.
Way more patient. But for the most part, it has worked out in their favor when they've been that patient with guys. And so you have to handle this the same way that you've handled the Cassiano situation early on.
I do wonder, though, as we go to the trade deadline, because there's so many different kinds of options they could have of what they could trade for. I do wonder if there was a player out there that had some infield outfield versatility, would that player stand out to them more? That way, as the year goes on, if Stott continues to scuffle, you have maybe something that could be in there. I mean, Otto Kemp, people have brought up, but Kemp's got to play third now because Bohm is injured for the next few weeks. We'll see. It feels like Stott's going to keep getting run. Because, Sosa doesn't hit righties, he hits lefties. It feels to me like a big issue that they're getting zero out of that position. Let's talk to Joe in downtown. Hey, Joe. Joe! What do you think Joe's doing?
Thank you.
I don't know, ordering something.
Working?
Getting
ordering
something
food?
Hey, guys.
Hey,
bad.
Joe. That's all right. What are you doing? You working or you ordering food?
No, I'm working, man.
Gotcha.
I deliver stuff.
What are you thinking, Joe? No worries. What's up?
Oh, you're good. So, I'm thinking the Phillies are probably a lock. You got to remember, none of the other teams are all that great either. The only team that's actually like dead set good is the Tigers. Everyone else, pretty middle of the pack. The Phillies are going to be fine. In all honesty, the Phillies need pitchers. They don't need a bat because Bryson Stott's bad. Brandon Marsh is bad. But they do get their moments where they're good.
You don't think they need a bat, Joe? Have you seen the bottom of this order?
Yeah, I mean, look, it's bad when it's bad, but it's good when it's good. You know what I mean? You got to remember that, like, here's the problem, right? Ranger Suarez has given up 5 hits in the first 2 innings, and they keep him in because it's better to just have him sink than have one of our guys come out of the bullpen in the 3rd inning.
Well, you saw what happened yesterday. It was Joe Ross. I mean, yeah, the pitching this weekend was not good enough. Yeah.
And that's what I'm saying. That tells you that you need pitchers more than you need batters. Because, like I said, Brandon Marsh isn't all that good, and Bryson Stott isn't all that good right now. But I think you're better off putting your trust into Brandon Marsh and Bryson Stott and then getting rid of people like Jordan Ross and Romano and all them guys and get yourself some pitchers that can handle the pressure that the Phillies need them to handle.
Well, they're going to need to remake the bullpen. I mean, Joe, you're right about that. Joe, we appreciate it. And I think that's begun with the Robertson signing, but they got to make a trade, too, and add to it. Yeah, I know he said Stott has his moments. I think we're almost kind of poo-pooing how bad Stott has been for a long time. I mean, he's
flown under the radar for the last couple weeks.
Right now, he's one of the worst, or I'll say this way, least productive hitters in all of baseball that plays a lot. I mean, his numbers are... he's hitting .232 with a .305 on base and 6 home runs. It's just not good enough for a guy that plays every day.
I think we were talking about it, too, before the show. He definitely gets overshadowed by Kepler. I think Kepler's hitting like .200.
Yeah, and Kepler's easy to hate.
Right.
Yeah. Get him off the team.
That's part of it. But I think it's also kind of crazy to think that in the beginning of the season, Stott was leading off. Now he's batting 9th. Like, this is...
There's only
crazy.
One other place to go, and that's off the lineup. Yeah, I mean, like, we've gone from the top to the bottom, and now you're not going to play if you don't start hitting. 215-592-9494. That's how you happen. We'll come back, hit all your phone calls on the Phils. Are they a lock for the playoffs? Your reaction, how the top 5 ended last week. It was Dawkins, AI, Jason Kelce, Lane Johnson, Jalen Hurts. That was the final voting for the top 5. And when we get back, we're going to try to make a deal here. Finishing the Phillies, Lewis will throw at us a blind resume of a potential trade target. We'll tell you if we would take the guy or not. And Phillies connected to some big names today, including one I would give up the farm for. That's coming up. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Ah, it's that time of the show. We try to finish the Phillies here, and we're going to make a deal. Lewis, who is in for Kyle today, is going to give us the blind resume of a potential trade target for the Phillies, and we'll decide whether or not we want that player. All right, Lewis, what do you got for us today?
All right, so this is an interesting one, I think.
Okay.
Right? In 40 games played this season, okay, this pitcher has a WAR of 1.8.
Okay.
A whip of 0.82.
Well, that's quite good, that 0.82. Yes. So this is a relief pitcher, 40 games.
Yes.
Yeah, relief pitcher. Okay. Yes.
In 40.1 innings pitched, 29 strikeouts, only 7 walks. So that brings his strikeout to walk ratio to a 4.1.
Which is good. Yeah, I think anything over 3.5 to 4 or better is quite good.
It's pretty good.
Yep.
Only 7 earned runs in those 40.1 innings. This is interesting. His splits, his batting average between righties and lefties. So his batting average against lefties is only 100. So lefties are only hitting 100 against this relief pitcher.
Wow. Well, and that matters. I mean, in a postseason that could have,
yes,
could have Soto, and it could have obviously Ohtani and Freeman and Pete Crow Armstrong. There's a lot of good lefties in the NL.
I forgot to put the music.
That's all right. Now, see, this adds to it. Yeah.
now
we're making it.
Now we're building. We're building.
All right. So we got a guy that gets lefties at a very, very good rate.
Yes. His righty batting average against him is .228. So still not too bad.
Yep.
And the on-base percentage for lefties is .172. On-base percentage for righties is .245. This I also thought was interesting. With runners on, he's had 60 at-bats with runners on. 10 runs, 10 hits, but the average is .167. Batters are hitting .167 against him with runners on. Now, runners in scoring position, this happens a lot for the Phillies, especially late, especially when we're not giving our pitchers run support, and it's a tight game. Mm. With runners in scoring position, 27 at-bats, only 8 runs, 4 hits, and an average batting average of .148 in an OBP of .188 with runners in scoring position.
So he's really buckled down when guys get on base.
That's what it seems like to me.
How old is this guy?
29.
And what kind of contract? Do we get team control or is this a pure rental?
That's where it gets a little interesting. Looks like he's up for arbitration next year. And he's an unrestricted free agent in 2027.
So we get one extra year.
That's
this year
like.
And next year.
Yes. Yeah, and do you want the contract number, how much he's worth? Yeah. 1.4.
So he's not making
salary.
Much.
And not a ton.
Probably will jump up a little bit next year, but not expensive in terms of money. All right.
Correct.
So how old is he again?
29.
Let me reconfirm that, but I believe 29.
So, Hugh, it obviously sounds like someone that would help, right? I mean, almost any relief pitcher that anyone's thrown at us, right, that Kyle's thrown at us or now Lewis, almost any of them are better than what we have. This bullpen is a problem.
He's 29.
29.
My only issue with him is he doesn't strike many batters out. I feel like the Phillies, one of their issues in the bullpen is they don't get enough swing and miss. We know this defense behind them is not very good. And you get to October, I want swing and miss out of the bullpen. So my official stance is I would take him, but I think there are better options. I know the ERA and some of the numbers Lewis threw at us make you feel good. I don't like that his strikeout rate is, I mean, that's pretty low for a reliever. Usually most relievers are striking at least a batter per nine, and just doing the math on his, and it seems like it's like, you know, 7 per 9 innings or whatever. It's not a lot. Hugh, I would take him, but I'm not overwhelmed.
And we have control over him, right? No, he's at a rental. Is he a rental?
One more year after this.
Okay, so a little bit of control.
Yeah, a little bit.
So I'm looking at potentially what do we have to give up for him. So not a whole lot, but we're going to have to give up something for him.
Something, yeah. Something is he's not like they're not giving him away, I'm sure.
And yeah, 1.56 ERA.
I'm guessing he's on a bad team, like a really bad team.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's clearly in a seller on a seller's team.
So it has to be okay. I have a question. Is it a National League?
Yes.
So it's probably I'm thinking maybe the Pirates, maybe the Braves, or maybe the Nationals.
Am I supposed to tell you?
No, I'm just
Is he on one of those teams?
Yes.
I have a guess who it is.
I do too.
Who do you got?
David Bednar.
I'm guessing it's the same team, the other one. Dennis Santana?
It is Dennis Santana.
Santana, also a Pirate. I like Bednar better than Santana.
I tried to throw a curveball at you because I knew Bednar had come up already. I was trying to go back-to-back Pirates relievers.
Back-to-back? You trying to go back-to-back?
Uh-oh. Yeah. Welcome to the Midday Show, going back-to-back. All right, I would take Dennis Santana. I'm not too enthused, though. I just don't like his strikeout rate. I just pulled it up. It's 6.8 per nine. That's really low in modern baseball for a relief pitcher. So he's an interesting one. All right, let me throw at you a rumor that came out today, Hugh.
What you got?
Well, a name that I have loved for a long time, or I guess 2 years, because he's young. But according to Ken Rosenthal, I don't even know what they're called now. Sacramento A's. What are the A's called? Where do they play baseball? Sacramento?
On ESPN, it just says The Athletics.
All right, whatever. The Athletics. According to Ken Rosenthal of The Athletic, no pun intended here, the A's, a year ago, he was untouchable. To this point, I'm reading from the column, the A's messaging this season has been, we're not talking about him. But here's from Rosenthal this morning. But according to sources briefed on the team's plans, that stance is subject to change.
Somebody the pitcher.
Yes, Mason Miller, the closer for the A's. So I'm just going to say this, and I hope the Phillies are listening. Of all of the names that are out there, whether it be Griffin Jacks, Duran, Clase, Bednar, you name them, Mason Miller is the one, like the first time in the last 3 weeks that I've seen all these names, I'm like, that's the one. Like, I would give up the most to get Mason Miller. I think he is awesome, first of all. Two, he's young and he's under team control. You get Mason Miller for 4 more years on top of what he has. Like, he just came up last year. Mm-hmm. So he could be the long-term closer. And I think his stuff is just on a different level. Now, you look at some of his numbers, his ERA, it's not what you want it to be. Mm. He had one bad outing in April that has kind of thrown off his whole season. Other than that, he has dominated. I love Mason Miller. Like, if you're telling me there's one relief pitcher that I would give up a ton for, with that, I wouldn't even blink, it is Mason Miller. I think he has got the chance to be a difference maker. Now, in the article, it says, which teams might tempt the A's? And here's what it says. The Philadelphia Phillies, who reached an agreement with Sunday with free agent David Robertson, probably would be number one on the list. He also mentions the Los Angeles Dodgers and the New York Yankees. So, I mean, obviously we're talking about the teams that are trying to go win a World Series this year, and I don't want them on the Dodgers. Hugh, Mason Miller's a guy that came up last year. We talked about him
a lot.
And then a few weeks ago, it seemed like the A's were saying they weren't interested in trading him. Now I'm getting the sense from this that if a team's willing to be desperate and willing to trade a lot, they're willing to listen. I would love Mason Miller. 26.
How much are you willing to give up, Joe? Because that's the question. You know what the question is. Yeah. Who are you willing to give up?
I'll give up anyone but Andrew Painter. Okay. And when push comes to shove, if they say Miller for Painter straight up, I would do it.
Damn, Joe.
I think he's awesome. I think he could be the best relief pitcher in baseball for the next 5 years. Go get him. Go get him.
I hear you.
Don't be a John Middleton and tell me you can get good players and not win. Go get him.
That's a lot. But giving up Painter, because that's always the question that I have.
Always, yeah.
It's like, how far are you willing to go? Because when the phone call rings, when the phone rings, that's what they're going to ask for.
Yep.
And how comfortable are you making that move?
So two things stand out to me. One, if he wasn't under contract for as long, then I wouldn't be as into it. Like the other relievers that are out there, like Clase or Duran, like you get him for a few years. This guy you get for 4 extra seasons. Mm-hmm. Like he's in your bullpen for 4 or 5 years. And the other thing is, he just blows people away. I mean, he has a 40.1% strikeout rate. Like, that's how you win in October. Lewis, what do you think about Mason Miller?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I had him on my fantasy team for a little while. I had to end up making a move, whatever it is. He's great. I know he has a little bit, we were talking about this also before the show, a little bit more of a down year this year compared to last year. I do like the 4 years of control and the fact that he would be 4 years in your bullpen. You could really solidify that, and that's obviously always been, seems like it's an issue for most teams in the whole league. I mean, everyone's trying to get a reliever.
And it feels like the Phillies, we're doing this every year. Last year was Esteves, and you know, the year before, like every year we're trying to figure out the best. Just go figure it out. Just, you get Mason Miller, and you could put Clase or Duran in this because they're under team control beyond this year. But you don't have to play this game anymore. You have it locked in.
And here's my other question, too, and I was excited about this draft pick, Gage Woods. What do you think? Where do you think he falls? He's, what's he, 21, 22? Yep. He played 3 years of college ball. So in theory, he could actually come right up to the MLB. If you get Mason Miller and Gage Woods is in the system, is it okay if Painter goes? Is, you know, would you make Gage Woods a starter? I know maybe you had mentioned before the show, do you make Mason Miller a starter? Yep. Like, what do you think that situation looks
like? Well, it gives you options. I mean, you drafted the kid that you mentioned from last week as a starter, and there's been talk in the past that maybe Mason Miller goes back to being a starter. He was one when he was drafted. Most of these guys are, and then they become relievers. I don't know. Or you could build a super bullpen. I mean, you could do that too. So it just gives you options. I love Mason Miller. He's probably my favorite relief pitcher in baseball. It reminds me of when Papelbon was young with the Red Sox, when Josh Hader was young with the Brewers. Like, I think this is going to be the guy in baseball for the next 5 years. I would give up a ton for him. Now, Hugh, I would try to say no to Andrew Painter, but that might be what it takes.
Yeah, and that's what teams are going to ask.
Of course
for.
They're going to ask for
I mean,
that.
Because you talk about a pitcher that caliber, you're going to have to give up a lot to get him. So that's where it kind of always starts with me, because you're leveraging your future. For now.
Yep.
And Painter's the future. But with this other guy, Mason Miller, looks like he fits right into that wheelhouse and you have control for him for 4 years. But, man, if I could do it without giving up Painter, I'd be a no-brainer.
Does it start to impact a little bit that Painter's not pitching well? Like, I'm not out on Andrew Painter, and I still think he's going to be tremendous pitcher.
Doesn't feel like it.
But it feels like the shine is coming off a little bit. Like, two months ago, it was like... Well, I mean, he's pitching to a 5 ERA, but why? Right? Like, is he maybe not quite as ready as we thought he was? Is he not quite as good? I can't explain.
I see what you're saying.
I'm not watching all his starts at AAA. I just, usually when a guy is Steven Strasburg or he's the next special pitcher,
he
just flies through the minor leagues and dominates. This feels a little choppier. I do wonder if it's changed their view a little bit on the Painter situation. All right, 215-592-9494. Mason Miller, according to Ken Rosenthal, they are willing to listen. They're, you know, subject to change. It seems to me like the A's are willing to pick up the phone if these teams call. And, I mean, it says it right here. Which teams might tempt the A's? The Philadelphia Phillies probably would be number one on the list. Go make the call. I think this is a special arm. John in Mount Airy is up. What's up, John?
John.
Hey, how y'all doing today?
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, John, what's going on? John?
So, Joe, what's up? You hear me?
We got you, John. Loud and clear.
All right, so, I have the Phillies first for you, Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're missing the Pedro Feliz, the Scott Ayers, the so forth. They don't have a dog. Remember, we had great players, but we had people that stepped when they didn't. We don't have that. This team is... boring, but they're not boring. They just don't have a guy or multiple guys that you'd be like, oh, shit.
Yeah, you can't say that on there.
I'm sorry. But you don't have that guy that... you don't have that guy. They need a dog. We have superstars, but we don't have overachievers on this team. We don't have a choose.
I don't count.
Or Pedro Feliz. You don't care about that?
So, John, I think they could use more of those guys. So, Hugh just mentioned Otto. Otto Kemp's probably the closest thing to it. Hit a home run yesterday. He's probably going to get more playing time now with Alec Beaumont. I think he strikes me as that kind of guy. But, John, they do need more of that. I mean, they need guys to tip the scales. Like, they have the stars, right? They have Wheeler, and they have Schwarber, and Turner, and Harper. They need more of those... the guys on the margins to help them. And unfortunately this year, the guys that are supposed to be that have gone backwards.
We don't have the Shane Victorino.
Yes, yes. They're missing that.
We don't have any of that. And that's the only thing I'm saying. I think Dombrowski built a team that was great, top heavy, but the 2008 Phillies, the last time we actually won,
yep.
We had that, but we had guys that we're dogs. Matt Stairs.
Well, John, think about the postseason. I could think about Joe Blanton, Matt Stairs, and Shane Victorino. Yeah, Victorino against Sabathia.
That's what I'm saying. If he would just understand, and maybe he needs to do a tap in history and like, listen, how last time we won and how we won it. We're built the way, but we're not built the Philly way, if you can understand what I'm saying, Joe.
And it's unfortunate because that should be the easier one to get, right? Like, it's hard to get the star player. It should be easier, in theory, to get that player. But, John, they haven't got enough of those.
We don't have them.
I know.
And listen, this is my point on the Eagles, and I want y'all to understand that.
Okay.
And Hugh, this is a Q&A with you. So, Hugh, in 2020, when Carson was the starter, were you good?
No, they were terrible. Terrible. Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't here for that.
So, but they were terrible.
Thank you.
Remember, Hurts started a couple of games, and then they put in who?
Well, Hurts, you mean in 2020? Hurts came in for once. He took over in the Saints game.
Oh, yeah, I'm sorry.
I knew what you meant, yeah.
Okay,
and he played well down the stretch. He played well down the stretch. He beat the Saints, they had that shootout. You remember that shootout they had in Arizona? I thought he played very well.
Very well. Okay, so fast forward. 2021, the roster is still the same. What did they do? 3-5. They ran the ball. And they stopped him from throwing, and then we eliminated some things, and we were good.
They went to the playoffs. They had a big, big stretch down the end. Yep.
2022. What happened in that season?
Super Bowl trip.
Oh, Hurts can throw. Who would have thought? But this is the thing: Hurts can throw, but we still had a good running game because we had Miles Sanders. 2023 is the same situation. We had Hurts, but if y'all remember, who's picking up a blitz when Hurts is throwing? They ran through DeAndre Swift like Swift knife. We had a good running game. He went over 1,000, but if you want to throw the ball with Hurts, how do you have him blocking you as your protector? And that's our third down back. Remember, it was a time when they had to take this guy out and put Gainwell in. I think people don't understand how the progression of his greatness has or his team's greatness. I'm not going to say Hurts, but Hurts came into a terrible situation because Carson Wentz screwed that up, and then we went 9-8. 2022, it was a revelation from throwing the ball. 2023, he still threw the ball, but he started throwing more interceptions.
Right.
But
yep.
We didn't really have no running game.
Well, and then they got Saquon this year, and it was the best of both worlds.
Right, but 2022 is my situation is because it's about protection. If your running back can't protect you, bro, what can you do?
Well, you're in trouble then. And John, we appreciate the phone call. So I think the point is Jalen Hurts has gotten better as time has gone on. Yeah. I think that's
that was the point.
I think.
You sure?
No. It was a pro Hurts call. Hey. You could feel it. I mean,
appreciate the call, but you let that one go long. And
well, whenever a call comes in, they rip Carson Wentz. They get to stay on extra time.
You know my ADD kicked in. I'm sitting there like, where the hell are we going with this?
Well, so you can long talk, but other people can't.
No, I'm just saying when I long talk, I prepare people for it. That was beyond long talking.
Well, they got caught up in the story.
They did.
Yeah. So I think he
started. He probably started his day a little early. You think he started?
He's saying wine,
maybe
something else.
Maybe
you ever had mead, Hugh?
Mead?
Yeah, it's like honey wine.
Oh no, but it's bad though, right? It's like in water. It's like that's what the Vikings and stuff.
Is it called a meadery when they make?
I think so.
Yeah, I went there. I went to a meadery.
It's good.
I like it. I don't know if I'd get it all the time, but I enjoy it then. All right.
It sounds like it's kind of sweet.
It can be a little sweeter. Yeah. All right, can we get this out of the way and then move on? Cowboy Jim is up. What's up, Cowboy Jim?
Cowboy Jim.
Hugh, I'm glad you're back. I'm glad you two are back together. And no Kyle, God bless America. Thank goodness.
Yeah, I felt that coming.
Yes.
What kind of excuse was that? Was that a Dennis Rodman excuse you just gave?
You're talking about as far as, well, that was just a quick workshop. Now,
She fell through the ceiling.
She fell in my arms.
It was a ridiculous excuse.
Well,
she was cold. It's 87 degrees outside in the summer.
She did look cold, though.
The concert was outside.
I'm just saying.
In the summer.
She did look cold. And maybe there's certain things. Like, I'm not saying he could have got out of the lie, but I would have denied. I would have denied it.
When your hand's caught in the cookie jar, you just got to say, I was going to have a cookie.
And then you say, who you going to believe me or your lying eyes? That's when you say stupid stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah. Right. The lying eyes that 5 million people saw.
They didn't make it no better. If he'd have just sat there and chilled, he'd have been all right.
It would have never went viral. Exactly.
Dennis Rodman got away with it, didn't he? Didn't he get away with it?
You can't go be acting like Dennis Rodman. All right, Jim, what do you got for us today?
All right, look, Joe, I'm going to actually agree with you about the Phillies. Listen. The bottom four batters stink. The top five are spotty. what, they're 500 since what, June? June 1st, I think it is. There's no guarantee that they're going to beat any of these Kameda Tans for the rest of the season. What makes anyone think that they're going to go to the playoffs? There's no way, Joe. Come on.
Right? I think the standings and the fact they've been in first place for a while are actually fooling us a little bit. Like, yeah, the Phillies are ahead of the Mets by a half a game. The Mets have been dreadful for a month and a half. If the Phillies were playing decent, they'd be five games up. Instead, this is a race now because the Phillies have given it back. And, Jim, the wild card is better than it has been the last couple of years. This is going to be a challenge just to make it in.
Well, I tell you what, if they got a couple of those hitters from the Angels, I think I'd feel a little bit better.
Well, I would too. But, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Hey, did you watch any of the Cowboys arriving in Oxnard, live streaming?
No. Why would I watch this?
Is Micah there? Because I know they were talking about Micah's contract or something. Is he there? I just saw it on TV. I didn't hear it.
He'll be there.
Jim, that's not the question I asked. They reported today, right?
No, they reported yesterday.
Okay, so yesterday.
They arrived yesterday.
Okay, they arrived yesterday. Was Micah Parsons a part of the group that arrived yesterday?
I did not check on that.
I'm just saying.
Are you pumped for a 7-win season?
No. Maybe seven losses.
No. This is a seven-win football team you got there.
The Commanders are old. You have a tough schedule coming up.
Oh, stop.
It'll be a Cowboy year.
They just
year.
Got Von Miller,
cannot
too.
Wait. Goodbye.
You are delusional. They're going to win seven football games.
Did he use Von Miller as a positive?
No. I think it was a detriment. He was saying, like, the Eagles have a tough schedule. The Commanders are old. He was trying to pump up his Cowboys. They're going to win seven games.
Cry about it.
Seven wins for the Cowboys. All right, 215-592-9494. That is how you hop aboard. All right, we come back. All your phone calls on the Phillies. Are they a lock to make the playoffs? I'm going to check in with the poll because last time I checked it, more people thought they were not a lock than they are. Where do people come down on that? And, of course, the trade deadline. Mason Miller is the name out there today. I would trade, of all the people out there, of all the names out there, he's the one I would trade the most for. He is a difference-making arm with a lot of years left. I think he's a special relief pitcher. I would go get him. Your reaction to the top five that was unveiled on Friday, and we get back. We have to react to the ring ceremonies. Friday night's Eagles Super Bowl ring ceremony, what we thought of the rings and the different features in there, which I thought were really cool and kind of spoke to all the elements of the 2024 Eagles. That's next, Midday Show on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Nothing says summer like grilling. And when I fire up the grill, you know I'm bringing the flame. Just like that, bringing the heat, just like that. Hatfield Savory Brown Sugar Marinated Pork Tenderloin is on my grilling go-to list. It's juicy, packed with sweet, smoky goodness, and so easy to make. Just pop it on the grill, and dinner's done right. This summer, put some pork on your fork with Hatfield. Visit simplyhatfield.com for recipes, tips, and where you buy Hatfield. Better care, better pork.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth. For a healthier heart,
for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide, or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.